Oak trees are the most abundant trees in Wisconsin, next to our maples. Oaks fall into the genus Quercus and are members of the beech family. Oak is found across the United States and across the world in the Americas, Europe, Asia, and North Africa, absent only in Australia and Antarctica. There are more than 600 different species of oak. Wisconsin has 9 native oak species. Let's take a look at Wisconsin's oaks and how they're used in our daily lives. First, oaks can be divided into 2 main groups, the red oak group and the white oak group. Species in the red oak group typically have leaves shaped like the letter V, the sinuses and lobe tips with spiny bristles on the lobe tips. In other words, the peaks and valleys around the leaf margin are pointed, like the bottom of the letter V. Acorns in the red oak group take 2 growing seasons to mature. In contrast, species in the white oak group typically have leaves with a U-shaped sinus and lobe tips. The peaks and valleys around the leaf margin are rounded like the bottom of the letter U. Acorns in the white oak group mature in 1 growing season. The northern red oak, Quercus rubra, is the most abundant oak in Wisconsin and is an important raw material for our sawmill industry. The wood from the red oak is dense and has a pinkish color. It's popular for flooring, furniture, moldings, millwork, and railroad ties. Black oak is another abundant oak, but its form is generally of lower quality than the northern red oak. As a result, the lumber produced from black oak has a higher proportion in the lower lumber grades. A third red oak, called northern pin oak, grows on sandy soils and usually does not grow taller than 50 feet. These 3 oaks can be found across the state. Another pin oak, called Quercus palustris, is a very rare in Wisconsin, barely reaching the southernmost counties. Finally, scarlet oak is found in a few counties in southern Wisconsin and is not a commercial species. It's important to note that all lumber produced from species in the red oak group are sold as red oak lumber. So, as lumber goes, we don't differentiate between the species. The white oak, Quercus alba, is an abundant white oak found in the white oak group in Wisconsin. The wood from the white oak is dense and has a light brown color. It's popular for many of the same things as red oak: furniture, flooring, molding, millwork, that sort of thing. White oak also is important for wine and whiskey barrels. The wood cell structure is clogged by formations called tyloses. These blockages prevent leaking from the barrels. If the same barrels were made using red oak, which lacks tyloses, they would surely leak. The other common white oaks in Wisconsin are the bur oak and the swamp white oak, which can all be used for white oak lumber. Finally, the chinkapin oak is a sparsely distributed white oak in the southern part of the state. Due to its rarity, it's not considered a commercial species. In general, species in the white oak group are limited to the southern half of the state. And as with the red oak group, all lumber produced from species in the white oak group are sold as white oak lumber. This is true across state lines as well. Bur oak from Wisconsin and chestnut oak from Mississippi are all sold as white oak. From a wildlife perspective, oaks are important nesting trees for birds and small mammals. The flowers are an important food source for pollinating insects, while the acorn seed mast is a very important food source for many animals, including deer, bear, turkey, small mammals, and birds. Oaks make up a large part of Wisconsin's forests, coming in second to the maples. Oaks are important for lumber, for pulpwood, and play an important role for humans as well as wildlife in our forests. For Field Notes, this is Scott Bovey from the University of Wisconsin-Madison's Kemp Natural Resources Station.